Almost a week has passed since Iran and the P5+1 group of countries reached a deal to resolve their differences over Tehran's nuclear program. Under the agreement, billions of dollars in Iran's oil revenues will be released by Western governments, while sanctions will be gradually lifted in return for Tehran's limiting of its nuclear program. However, there's still no mechanism to ensure the implementation of the Geneva deal by the two sides. More in this report.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the Geneva nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 countries will go into effect late December or early January. Araghchi also says that under the deal, nearly $15 billion in Iran's oil revenues will be unfrozen within 6 months. This is while the U.S. has already put the amount to be unfrozen at $7 billion, less than half of what the Iranian official suggested. The U.S. figure is inclusive of $4.2 billion dollars of oil money that will be unfrozen in installments. It is not clear what is the reason for the discrepancy between the figures that the Iranian and U.S. officials have provided. Meanwhile, latest reports have highlighted the complicated nature of lifting sanctions imposed on Iran by the U.S. and its European allies. An example is the insurance sanctions. The easing of these sanctions on Iran's oil exports is likely to take months to come into effect. Insurance companies say this is due to complex regulations in the U.S. and the EU. Under the nuclear agreement, sanctions on insurances dealing with Iran must be eased. It is not clear what mechanism will be used by these companies to reduce the sanctions, or will they be entangled in a mesh complicated rules that could give them a headache to resume their trade ties with Iran. There are also discrepancies between the text released by Iran and the one put by the White House on its website. In the copy of the joint plan of action released by the Iranian Foreign Ministry, there is no mention of the details of a sanctions relief. But in the U.S. copy, there are detailed accounts of what the P5+1 will do in exchange for limiting Iran's nuclear energy program. It also uses a harsh language to detail limitations on Iran's nuclear program during the interim deal's 6-month period. Observers, moreover, say that no mechanism exists to ensure the implementation of the Geneva deal by parties to the agreement, that is, Iran and the P5+1 group, namely the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council, as well as Germany. Under the November 24th interim accord, Iran has agreed to limit its nuclear program in exchange for the West to lift its sanctions in stages and release Tehran's frozen assets.
Let's go to Boston and talk to Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome, sir. Mr. Afrasiabi, first of all, why should there be such a contrast in this deal?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but it seems to me that there's some areas of ambiguity in the Geneva Accord that needs to be clarified by the meetings of the technical experts in Europe next week. There may be, a rush decision to sign this deal by the parties and their pressures by both sides, and therefore some areas need to be fine-tuned and prepared for implementation as of late December, early January next year.
In general, how much has Iran gained from this deal? Is it 50-50 for both sides, or is it something else?
Well, President Rouhani correctly has stated that we should not have a narrow perspective on this, and the benefits to Iran go well beyond, the specified issues cited in the accord. It has had a very, positive regional ramification, and we've seen that already in the past week or so, and so on. But, the Geneva Accord calls for it's a limited agreement for a limited duration of time and envisages concessions by both sides. And it's very difficult to compare apples and oranges and put, monetary value for such concessions as, limiting the level of enrichment in Iran and so on. Nevertheless, it is very obvious that it has the elements of win-win for both sides, and Iran is looking for timely easing of sanctions. The Western parties should recognize the fact that, they're unjust and mostly illegal, if not entirely illegal, sanctions on Iran have introduced hardships to ordinary Iranian people. And in light of Iran's willingness to show good faith and initiate on a voluntary, non-legal concessions, nuclear concessions, The West needs to reciprocate and not to have a cavalier attitude about it, and do what they did exactly 9 years ago in November when the Paris Agreement, the last agreement between Iran and the Western powers at the time, Germany, France, and England were involved, was signed. And that agreement, I think, should be viewed for, you know, historical lessons, because it fell apart less than 2 years later and as precious lessons. That agreement specifically recognized Iran's right under the NPT without discrimination. And Iran expects the same, you know, language in the final agreement to be signed after arduous negotiations in 6 months or so.
All right. Carl Vafrosyab, author and political scientist from Boston. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.